Heidi ho, neighbors. The Mary Griffith Show is underway, brought to you each and every weekday morning by Hillbane Auto Body. If it happens to you, take it to Hillbane. And Dr. Terry Shaw, chiropractor, retired now, used to always say, I love that. If it happens to you, take it to Hillbane. But Mary, tell people that yes, they should worry about their car, but if they get in a car accident, they probably need to take it to a chiropractor too. So maybe Dr. Brandon Breening, if you're in a car accident, you better take it to Breening Total Wellness Center too, right?
Take it somewhere, that's for sure.
Because if it's hard enough hit to damage your car, it's probably a hard enough hit to shake up your soft tissues.
That's right.
That's right. So Dr. Brandon Breening joins us for our weekly house call, and he always has great educational information for us. And what's new in the world of chiropractic medicine today?
Well, I was looking at some articles, and this article is about the gut microbiome. There's a lot of studies done on individual microbes in the gut. These people took, I wouldn't want their job. They took a whole bunch of poop, and they genomically sequenced it to see what kind of DNA was in there from bacterias. And they basically came up with three different categories because they looked at it through a lifetime, right? So,
Followed the same person.
Well, they followed a bunch of people.
A bunch of people, but they took their poop at various stages in their life.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so they found that some strands that we get are persistent strands. These are strands that stay with us for our lifetime unless something happens to us. And in fact, they are the most likely strands that when we get an antibiotic to completely go away. So the antibiotics kill bad bacteria. They kill good bacteria, too. Some of these are ones that you could have had. You could be 80, and you could have had this bacteria in your body since you were born. And it just happens that the antibiotic that you took got rid of it. And then your gut has to try and figure out, how do I live without this bacteria that was helping me for all these years?
Good bacteria helping me all these years, and now, in defense of myself against other bad bacteria, I killed the good bacteria too.
Yeah, so that's interesting that those are seen more.
Is that perhaps one of the reasons why, as we get older, we're more susceptible? Because now in today's modern age, we've taken so much antibiotics that some of these good strains just no longer exist in our bodies, even though we're middle-aged. We're not really old, but
I would imagine, especially if you never replace them with strands that we know are good.
Okay.
I like to vary my probiotics. I like to, I don't like to keep somebody on the same probiotic for forever. There are so many different strands out there.
It should start reproducing itself.
It should. There are some people who genetically don't make in their body. Our bodies produce sugars that these bacteria live off of, and some people just don't make them. So those people, I don't care how much bacteria you give them, they're going to have to continue to have it because their body doesn't support the good ones living.
Okay.
The ones that we don't want, they'll stick around because they don't live off of that sugar. But the ones that we do want oftentimes don't make it. So some of those people do have to have a continual boost of probiotic. But I found that it's best if you've been on the same probiotic for a year, you probably ought to switch strands. Just even if it's just for one bottle, just to give your body a different idea, something different to look at, some different.
What about natural strands that are found in, like, sauerkrauts and yogurts and stuff like that? Like, if I like a favorite kind of yogurt, I tend to sit by the same brand all the time. Is it helpful every once in a while to switch that up and buy a different brand, or is it basically the same bacteria are found in all yogurts despite brand, price point, Greek, regular, low-fat, sugar-free, whatever?
Well, now the way the bacteria work, even if I get a yogurt today and I go a year from now and buy the exact same yogurt, I may be dealing with something that came from the same family tree, but I'm very different from my great-grandfather. So it may be a little bit different. So we like to stay in the same families for some of these things.
Like, okay.
The probiotics that I have, they're the ones that the research has been done on, right? So we know that this specific strand of probiotic helps with this. So I think that's important. But if you know that, all right, if I eat my yogurt with probiotic every day, my gut health is better. Well, something's in there that your body likes. So
keep it up.
Keep it up. Exactly.
Don't worry about changing it for any reason.
Right. And that may be all the probiotic you need. That may be the one for you. But if you're spending money on something specifically to get a good probiotic, you want ones that somebody's researched.
Right. And that's where you come in. Because at Breening Total Wellness Center, you don't sell anything or prescribe anything, or you can't really prescribe, but you don't offer things to patients unless you know that this is what it's going to do. And this gut biome that you talk about with all this bacteria, which we tend to think of bacteria as being a bad thing, but you're saying, no, we need that in our gut for digestion and for the...
Yeah,
you
they
know,
do every, so much. They we're just, lazy. They do so much of the work.
And so you can go and get a little pill and take that pill, and it's almost like starting your own little bacteria farm in your stomach. You get it going.
Yeah.
And then your natural food consumption and some of your other natural things will cause it to continue to stay alive.
Keep growing. Yeah.
Keep growing.
Just like when you want to make a starter for sourdough, right? You've got to get the starter. If you don't have the starter, you'll never make sourdough. So we've got to get that starter in our belly so that we can make the good probiotics.
The good probiotics.
Keep our gut well.
Talk about some of the symptoms people may have and what kind of line of probiotic might be best for them.
Boy, there's a probiotic for just about everything anymore.
I mean, that's the other thing. Most people eat yogurt and say, well, I'm getting probiotics, but that's like saying, I met one person or two people and I know everyone in the world. I mean, how are we going to get everything we need, or is it a redundant system that God has provided it in so many different kinds of foods that eventually, if we eat a varied and healthy diet, we'll get all the probiotics we need?
It really depends on the person and their ability to keep them and your ability to stay away from things like antibiotics. Antibiotics are amazing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't take an antibiotic when you need an antibiotic, by all means. When we need an antibiotic, thank God they're there. But the more you can avoid taking them, and I say antibiotic, there are natural antibiotics that will
garlic,
the one I'm thinking of is oregano. Intense oregano will kill a whole bunch of stuff in your gut. It's not just going to kill the bad guys, it's going to kill some of the good guys too. So
you have to eat an awful lot of oregano for that.
Well, usually you get it in a oregano oil. So
okay.
It's been intensified, right? It's not, you're not just eating pizza.
So every time you do something for the good of your health, if you're not educated, you could be performing, there could be a downside. There's a side effect to everything, good and bad.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Of course.
Okay. So if you're having problems digesting your food, if you're having problems with your gut, look at the probiotics and see if you're getting some strains of probiotics. You'll recommend you need this. And these names of these things are crazy.
Yeah,
like,
I don't even remember the names. Yeah. I just remember that, okay, this one is for this. And every now and again, I still have to go look at my chart and say, all right, I know I have a probiotic that helps with IBS. Which one of these probiotics is the one that's been studied for IBS? Because they're all so similar. I was really upset when the company came out with a Ultra Flora Immune Booster, and then they came out with an Ultra Flora IB. Well, immune booster is IB2, but the
irritable
IB,
bowel
the IB is for irritable bowel. The immune booster is for people that can't, they keep getting sinus infections. So it helps with your nasal cavities and your sinuses, actually.
But God, I needed you on Saturday.
Well, I don't think that it was an infection that you had.
No, I didn't
Saturday.
Have an infection. I just...
I don't...
air conditioning, can the exposure to, like, car air conditioning blowing right on your face, can that give you a headache? Because, I mean, I got an enormous headache on Saturday, and I didn't do anything to get it except just be out in people's gardens and having a wonderful time.
Yeah.
And then I got from the hot outdoors into the car, and I just would prefer to drive around with my windows down, but my husband wants to turn on the air conditioner, and I got the worst headache. I couldn't even go to the St. Francis picnic. He had to bring me home food.
Yeah.
So I missed out because, I mean, what caused me to have that severe of a headache? Was it the air conditioning?
Well, I mean, you probably shouldn't have stayed out till 2 the night before.
No,
but
not true. But, I mean, I was around a lot of gardens and probably a lot of pollen, but
right.
I don't consider myself
you...
susceptible to pollen headaches. I think it was the air conditioning.
Well, and it could be the it's not really a pressure change, but that fast temperature change.
Okay.
Can sometimes cause constriction. So, like, when somebody gets injured, when they injure their ankle, what's the first thing they usually do? They put ice on it. The reason we put ice on it is because ice is cold. Cold causes blood vessel constriction. Heat causes blood vessel dilation. So you're here, you're hot, your blood vessels are all dilated, and then you get in the car, and then you get smacked right in the face, and these blood vessels constrict way up. And instead of being able to move the pollen out of your face, they were all stuck.
Because I often get a headache if I'm in the car with air conditioning. It will give me a headache. So I've got to be careful, not blow it right on my face.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I digressed from probiots to pollen. But what are you going to do? So if your gut is giving you problems, it could be a probiotic, a loss of probiotics. Definitely talk about that with your medical doctor. Talk about it with your chiropractor and see if you can do probiotic supplementation. But you have to know what you're getting.
Right.
Because it's just like taking, if you need vitamin D and you take vitamin C has a great effect, but it's not going to help you with your vitamin D deficiency. So
exactly.
You have to know what probiotic you're
getting. Yeah.
Do you test people's poop?
Do I?
Yes.
I'm not set up for that. I mean, we have labs that we can send people's poop to for sure. If somebody has an issue that is not...
I didn't mean to you personally is that something that people should do? Should they have their poop tested?
If somebody is having enough issues to where you've tried several things and it's not getting better, well, then certainly, let's send it in. Let's see if you don't have the genomics of a particularly nasty... bacteria in there that just you're having trouble getting rid of.
Didn't they also find out, like within the last 20 or 30 years, that ulcers are caused by pylori bacteria?
Yeah. Do
so,
you know the story
there again,
about that?
No, I don't. Please tell us, doctor.
So the scientist, he's like, I know this bacteria is causing this ulcer. And everybody's like, you're crazy. And he's like,
no. It's stress that causes ulcers.
And he's like, no, this bacteria is always there. So the guy took a vial full of that bacteria, and he developed an ulcer. And he's like, you see?
So he gave himself an ulcer to prove that pylori bacteria causes ulcers.
Right.
And so now when people have ulcers, how are they treated then? Or should they be treated to try to eliminate that pylori bacteria? Or is that very difficult to eliminate that without eliminating a whole bunch of other things that are good for you?
It depends on what's going on, because it's often there, it's not always there. So you don't want to just go after a bacteria that's not there. So depending on where the ulcer is in your stomach, that gives us a better chance of it being H. pylori. That being said, H. pylori is almost always involved. So... We get rid of that bacteria, and then we have to do stuff to heal the gut, too, at the same time.
Right, because once the gut's got a hole in it from an ulcer, that's
right,
not good.
Right.
Okay.
So
condense or sum up or do whatever you have to do now, because I've taken you down all these paths that may or may not have been where you wanted to go.
So. Yeah, so the rest of the article talked about how there's the persistent, and then there's gut ones that are hereditary, that we get through our family, we get through birth now. And then there are some that are just geographical. So because I live in this area, I tend to have this bacteria inside of me. And since I've lived in this, my family has lived in this area for years, our bodies have adapted well to this bacteria. Somebody who moves far away may not have that bacteria.
Is this why we get sick when we go to Mexico and drink the water?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because your body's not used to that bacteria.
They're used to that stuff in the water.
Yep.
And it's not good, but their body is adapted to it, but we haven't adapted to it.
Our body sees it and it says, oh my God, I'm going to die. And it goes into attack mode and doesn't die, but you kind of feel like you might.
So, literally, we have the same, some of the things in our gut we have, which are, but not our father. If it's passed through the birth canal, we'd only get our mother's bacteria, right? Or is it come up some other way?
Well, I mean, your father holds you and touches you, and, you know, there's so bacteria on our skins that...
So we can get it.
You can get it.
Contact is how we get it through our family. So,
yes.
So contacting our family and snuggling babies is a good thing, because you are also passing along, disgusting as it may be, some of your
beneficial
bacteria, and even bad bacteria. They need to, their body needs to learn how to,
while you're healthy.
Yeah, how to stave that off while you're healthy. So snuggling is good.
That's right, Mary. You heard it here first.
Do husbands and wives then start to get the same biogeome, whatever it's called?
Yeah, they would have a very similar makeup, you know.
So when you come into your wedding,
except for the ones that were hereditary, you know.
Okay, so on your wedding day, you have two very separate gut bacteria populations.
Well, I hope so.
Right.
If you're doing
a good marriage, you know, good. We abstained.
Yeah.
So then, but a year after you're married, your guts are all full of each other's bacteria.
Well, and you're eating the same things and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, it's going to come together.
Okay. So that's just another way to bond.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you not only leave.
Well, and, you know, if it comes down to it, if you have a devastating gut issue and you have to be on a whole bunch of antibiotics for a long time, Bears fan can always give you a fecal transplant, and we can take some of his and put it in yours. And
there are
great
people who are eating their own poop and other people's poop.
Yeah, I don't recommend getting it by eating it. But
I mean, the concept is the same, but I don't think that's a good way to do it.
No, and why would you eat your own? I mean, you already have that bacteria.
Well, I guess they're afraid that that's the last of the strain. They want to reintroduce it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know. I mean,
I'll be without it. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, people, what is in your defecation? It's a good look at what's in you because it came out of you. So the good, the bad, the ugly, it's all going to be in there. That's a good way for people to find out, am I missing something or do I have too much of something? Do you think that blood tests have become so commonplace, saliva tests have become so commonplace, will it be not much longer when we're going to be taking defecation tests to see what's in this? Does that, I mean, 20 years from now, are we going to look back and say, I can't believe we didn't test for that? And I get my blood tested every 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, will it become very commonplace in the next 20 years for everybody to give a stool sample?
They're a lot harder to get than some of these other things. So maybe, maybe not. I mean, with a lot of people that it's worth doing. If you just can't figure out your gut and nothing is tried, well, send it in. Let's see what's in there. But
first, bring us a list
let's
of your
do
symptoms.
Some easier things first.
Some easier things first, like
so not that that's invasive
a capsule
for you. But, and
filled
I'm sure
with the live bacteria.
Some
that
people
might be.
Really enjoy that, but.
Okay. Well, I can see there's a whole new job opportunity out there for people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
God,
so if you're out there listening, remember, 20 years from now, I told you there would be great job opportunities. If you think drawing blood is an interesting profession, okay, we won't go there. Thank you so much for always stopping by and bringing us things to think about.
Oh, you're welcome.
And remember, folks, if you take an antibiotic, it not only kills the bad thing you're trying to kill, it kills the good things too. So you got to get those probiotics back in. So talk to your medical doctor, talk to your chiropractor, stop by Breeding Total Wellness Center on North 24th, and you sell doses of probiotic so people can reinstate, after an antibiotic run, they can reinstate those good probiotics back into their life.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
one
simple.
That you can even take when you're on an antibiotic.
Okay.
But
sounds good. Have a great rest of your
you
day.
You too.
Thank you. See you next month.
See you on the 5th of July.
Really? Why?
That's when I'm doing radio ads again.
Oh, okay.
It'll be the third Tuesday on the Mary Griffith Show.
Yes.
But I'll see you on the 5th of July. Maybe I'll see you before. Who knows? Maybe you guys will come out on the 4th.
Okay. So. Well, that would be nice. I'll take that as an invitation. We'll be there.
Okay.
Not bringing anything. We're just coming to drink your food.
Well, you can bring the Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yes. I'm very good at making Brussels sprouts.
I'm aware.
And they're full of probiotics.
Yeah.
They're full of good. They're half rotten, so they're already. Okay. Thank you very much. We got to take a break. Little Friends theme as we welcome some friends to Star Radio WTAD. Jillian Starman and Lois Campbell are here, or Louise, I should say.
Lois.
It's Lois.
Lois.
Okay. My secretary can't spell. That's why. I knew it was Louise, but or Lois, but she put Louise. So, okay, we're good. We're good, Lois. I'm used to getting, press releases from Lois. So I'm used to that. Okay. Anyway, now that we've got the players here, you're with the American Business Women's Association, and you're going to have a big fundraiser coming up. Mardi Gras. A lot of us miss Mardi Gras. We missed it in 2020, and some of us missed it in 2021, but now you're going to have a make good on Mardi Gras. So who's going to tell us about this big event you've got coming up?
I can tell you a little bit about that.
It's going to be Jillian. Okay.
With. Yes.
Good.
No, we actually did have a Mardi Gras in 2020. We got it in, like, right under the wire before everything closed down. So, but this year we decided, instead of holding it when nobody was open and nobody would be coming, we'd push it off till June. So June 26th is our Mardi Gras event. It is going to be at the Elks Lodge, and the doors open at 6, and we have a musician coming up from Columbia, Missouri to play for us. We had a little snafu in the band that we had originally had. One of their members wasn't able to play, so they're out, and we had to kind of scramble for new entertainment. So it is going to be a fun evening. We have a cash bar. We have appetizers. Our tables are tables of 8, so you can either buy a ticket for $25 per person, or better deal would be get some friends together, get a table of 8, and you pay $175 for the table. So basically, you get one free.
Get one free. That's all the more money you need for buying booze. Okay.
There you go.
Good.
There you go.
For a good Mardi Gras. Now this is going to be on June 26th. What evening? What day of the week is that?
This is a Saturday.
It's a Saturday,
evening.
So it's not a Fat Tuesday.
It
it's
is
just
not
pretending
a fat
to
Tuesday.
Be a Fat Tuesday. And that's okay. It's much better to have a party on a Saturday night anyway at the Elks. And how much? You mentioned $25 per person, $175 for a table of 8. And do you have to dress up in a Mardi Gras theme, or you just come as you are? I'm sure you'd love people to have their purple, green, and gold on if they want, but it's not mandatory, right?
Yes, no, definitely. It is a party atmosphere, but you can party any way that you want, wear whatever you want. Just be comfortable. We just want you to come and have fun. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres at 6:30, and then the band is going to play from 7 to 11. And we usually have Raised on Radio as our band. And like Jillian told you, they can't this year, but our DJ is going to play the same song list that Raised on Radio plays. And Raised on Radio's lead singer is going to be our MC that night. So it will be entertaining. We're going to have a lot to do.
So the Raised on Radio experience will still be there.
It will still be there.
All the songs you know and love. Just played by the original bands, not by Raised on Radio. Okay.
Right.
Okay. But I know they put on a good show. So the showmanship aspect of the show is still going to be there. Good job. Good thinking, girl. Good. And what other kind of things will be happening that night?
We also have a silent auction that night, and we have a lot of sponsors that have donated items. One of the, I think, most interesting one was we just had a donation a couple of days ago where somebody had handmade a clock, and I believe it's about 3 foot wide, this clock. It's amazing. And so we're going to be auctioning that off.
Is it like a cuckoo clock? Or just
no, it's, it looks almost like it's made out of marble.
Wow.
It's really beautiful, yeah.
Gorgeous.
And we have quite a few businesses that have donated baskets, and so all of those things will be auctioned off that evening, too. One of the other key things that we have is that we usually have tickets for Cub Cardinals, or sorry, just for Cardinals games. And this year, Destination Travel kind of came up at the last second with a box seat for four to the Cub Cardinals game on July 22nd, which is a Thursday, and the tickets that we're raffling off, we only have 150 that we have printed, so there's short numbers in supply. The tickets are $35 each for a chance at a $600 value, four box seats.
But you have a 1 in 150 chance of winning.
But, you know, if you buy two tickets for $50, you double your chances. So.
Okay. So the rarest of all tickets this year, Cards Cubs tickets at Busch.
Yes.
Yeah, that's because you know Lori. Yes. Lori Shannon has a little bit of an in at Busch. I don't know if yeah. Wrigley gives a care about Mike Shannon, but I know that Lori can get us good tickets to the Cardinal game. So Cards Cubs tickets. So they don't. They could just buy the raffle tickets without even coming to the event. So if
they
somebody
can't.
Couldn't come to the event on June 26th and they wanted to get involved in this raffle, how do they get the raffle tickets?
Well, they can contact us. We have a Facebook page that they can go on Facebook to contact us. Or they can contact either me. My number is 217-430-0688. Or they can contact Lois.
Yes. Actually, I think Sandy Blickhan wanted to be on that distribution list,
okay.
too. So her number is 217-653-0308.
Okay. So for tickets for the Cards Cubs ticket raffle, 653-0308, $35 per ticket for the raffle chances.
Or two for 50.
Or two for 50. Okay. But you're only selling 150 tickets.
True.
So your chances of winning there, we'll figure out the odds later because I'm not in the American Business Women's Association, so I'm not smart enough to do it. But the bottom line is you wanted to have this great prize, but you realized that more people would be willing to take a chance on a raffle if they knew their chances of winning weren't 1 in 10,000. So
true.
You've got a good chance of winning, at least a 1 in 150 chance of winning, maybe even better if you buy two tickets for $50. So that should... That should sell out very quickly, as many people love those great tickets to Cards Cubs games that Destination Travel can provide.
Right, and we do know that there is a lot of Cub Cardinal rivalry, not only in Quincy, but within families in Quincy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would encourage you to get a hold of us. And these are four box seat tickets, and they're between first and third base, so you've got good view. And it's going to be an excellent opportunity.
Okay.
And if this weather stays like it is, it's going to be a beautiful day. But it is a Thursday evening, a 6:15 game
okay.
on July 22nd.
Let's talk a little bit about your group. What do you do with the money that you raise on things like Mardi Gras?
This year we have two different raffles that we've been doing. We've just closing out one that was, it was a $500 value for what we called a summer barbecue package. And it had a grill, it had meat from Hy-Vee, and it had all kinds of accessories that went with the grill. The money that we raised from that, a portion of those proceeds were going to go to the Quincy Hospitality House. If any of you have seen the new pictures of the new building, it's going to be absolutely amazing, and it is really needed in Quincy. And so we're supporting them. And then with our Cubs Cardinals raffle, we're supporting our own fundraising effort for a scholarship. What we're trying to do is we already have one scholarship that we think we've got the money enough for this year, and this will help boost it to two scholarships to anybody who has been at John Wood for 1 year and is going on their second year, and we're going to be offering that starting next year.
Okay, so women, changing the lives of women one woman at a time, this is truly a group of women business professionals that you get together, and it's like a big networking organization, and just a way to lift each other up. Because, Lois, if somebody's having difficulty or somebody's mm-hmm. new to the world of working women. It is a challenge out there, isn't it?
It really is. Our national organization has, you know, been here since 1949. Our chapter was founded in November of 1962, so we're going to be celebrating our 59th anniversary this year. But we meet monthly on the first Thursday of each month, and we meet like at 5:30 for networking, and then at 6 we have dinner and a program. And our programs are based on, you know, educational programs that our members have asked us to provide to them. So this coming, the next meeting coming up is going to be July 1st, and our meeting is going to be, the program will be on human resource management and work-life balance. Now, who doesn't need work-life balance? So we're really excited about that. And
so every month, if people join, they'll get that kind of educational meeting. There'll be networking. Mm-hmm. There'll be friendships. Mm-hmm. It's just women helping to lift up women with the American Business Women's Association. We're going to be out of time here in about 20 seconds. So I just want to let everybody know, June 26th at the Elks Club, get your tickets on Facebook from the ABWA. Is that it? Just ABWA Facebook? Quincy? ABWA Quincy. Get your tickets on Facebook. You can also find out information about that Cards Cubs raffle by dialing 217-653-0308. That's 653-0308. And mark your calendars for June 26th and a lot of fun at the Elks Club, social hour at 6 and dancing till 11. Thank you, ladies, so very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.